What's it about? Just about? Is it just a real about, story?
Uh huh.
Hmm. Well, that does sound interesting.
About the revenueers and the whiskey makers. It says it has romance in it.
Sounds like a good novel. If somebody gets to your door out of breath, they might say, well, the reason I'm out of breath is because
I ran.
Mm-hmm. Horses gallop, but people
run.
Okay. If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he
come from?
Okay.
Or where does he live?
Yeah, come from, that's what I'm wanting. If somebody rode the train in last night, you might say he what in on the train last night?
Rode on the train, came on the train last night.
Okay. If somebody asked you for another person that you'd just seen a minute ago while she said, but you couldn't see her now, you'd say, well,
I saw her a minute ago, but I don't see her now.
Okay. If you can't get through a part in the highway because there's been work on it, the road is usually all... If they're breaking the concrete up to, say, put a pipe in or something, you'd say that the road was...
broken?
Or torn up, yeah. Something like that. The opposite of take it off is...
put it on.
Okay.
Tell you a little story about that.
Okay.
My mom and my daddy said one time there was a little boy, and they said this was true. Little boy was about 3 or 4 years old and never had talked, and they couldn't get him to talk. Couldn't get him to say a thing. And said one Sunday morning, his father was helping dress him to get ready to go to church while his mother did something else. And he had grown so till his coat was a little too tight on him. And the father said, oh, mama, too tight. And the little boy says, oh, mama, too tight. First time you'd ever seen him.
That's strange you'd pick that to say. Murphy said this was pretty interesting, that she was reading about a case at some mental health center, and a man was there that was, old, like 50 or 60 or something like that.
And you pulled that over?
I knew you were going to say that. As soon as that got out of my mouth, I realized that I'd opened mouth and inserted foot. Well, anyway, he hadn't talked since, in about 30 or 40 years, and they brought some animals in to let him play with, and he started talking to the dog. And that was just really interesting that it took, animals for him to respond to instead of humans. If someone was sitting sewing and another person was going to ask you if you were able to sew, they might say, can you
sew?
Okay, if you wanted to use the verb do in there, they'd say, can you
do sewing?
Okay. And you'd say, sure, I've
been sewing for years.
Okay.